program for Friday follows. Well, here it is Friday. Time just keeps going on by. Oh, how we need to be redeeming the time, because the days are evil, as the Apostle Paul said. And what better way to redeem the time than to consider truth for the day? In Colossians chapter 3, verse 15, the Apostle Paul wrote, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful." Let's think a little bit today about letting the peace of God rule in our hearts. This word rule can be thought of from two angles. Perhaps basically it means to be the judge or the referee or the umpire in our hearts, the peace of God. And it can be the ruling in our hearts in the sense of governing our lives. So let's think about letting the peace of God govern our lives and being the umpire about things in our lives. I know Jesus, before he left this world, said in John 14:27 to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid." We're living in a time today when I'm afraid there is much turmoil, there is much trouble in people's hearts, there's worry, there is anxiety. Jesus says, "My peace I leave with you, not like the world offers." There's peace to be found in Jesus, true heart peace. Paul wrote Timothy in 2 Timothy in the salutation of that letter, verse 2, "To Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord." Grace, mercy, and peace. Perhaps peace comes as a byproduct following the things that are said first. Grace, unmerited favor. We don't deserve God's favor. Mercy, punishment is deserved, but it has been withheld. So by God's grace and mercy, we have been saved from our sins, and thus we have peace in our hearts. We're no longer under the wrath and judgment of God. In 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 2, the apostle says here, "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord." So grace and peace were to be in their lives in abundance, being multiplied, and it came through the knowledge of God, knowing God and the Lord Jesus Christ. And as Jesus said, "My peace I leave with you," as he was leaving this world. There's a great scripture in Philippians chapter 4 I'd just like for us to read together in this connection, beginning with verse 6 and including verse 7. He says, "Be careful," or in Old King James language that means to be full of care or worried. "Be full of care or worried for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Oh, this is a great section of Scripture. He says we oughtn't to be worried about anything, but by prayer and supplication, we ought to pray, we ought to let our requests and our needs be made known to God, and then the peace of God would guard our hearts. Someone says, "Why worry when you can pray?" And he says, "The peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." This word "keep" actually means to guard. The peace of God will guard our hearts. This peace that passeth all understanding will be there in our hearts and our minds, and it's through Christ Jesus. He says, "My peace I leave with you." This peace comes as a byproduct of being right with God, knowing God, praying to God, trusting Him, and by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5:22 tells us that one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is peace. Peace. In fact, he says the fruit of the Holy Spirit is love, joy, peace. How wonderful to have the peace of God in our hearts. In the midst of turmoil, we can stand steadfast when the storms of life are raging about us. There is peace to be found in Jesus. Thank God for that, and may you seek that in your life. Thank you for listening today.